I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on recreational trails in Lanark County. My guest is Vanessa Dow, Coordinator of Tourism and Corporate Communications for the county. Hi, Vanessa. Thanks for coming in on this very, very hot day.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really enjoying your air conditioning in here, and I'm excited to be here to talk about the trails, which are so near and dear to my heart.
Wonderful. You're a biker then, right?
I am more of a walker, actually.
Okay. You use the trails.
I use the trails as often as I can.
Wonderful. So, you know, creating recreational trails on old rail beds makes good sense. And there's a lot of enthusiasm for it, too. What recreational trails do we have here in Lanark County?
Well, we have a growing network of rail trails. Like you've mentioned, the infrastructure is already there and not being used, so it's a great way to take advantage of something that's no longer being used by the railways and turn it into a trail that can be used by the community. In Lanark County, our two big rail trails are the Ottawa Valley Recreational Trail, or what we call the OVRT, which runs from about Pakenham to Smiths Falls, and then the Tay Havelock Trail, which runs from the border of Frontenac almost into Perth.
Now, that the OVRT, it continues on, right, into Renfrew County as well. And
yeah,
it's called what there?
We have 61 kilometers of the OVRT in Lanark County. And after Pakenham, it goes
Arnprior, all the way up into
Renfrew. Mm-hmm. And there they call it the Algonquin Trail.
Right. And I've taken it as far as Arnprior mm-hmm. as well. It's a really great trail. So how would you describe those trails then? You've already described the OVRT. What about the Trans-Canada Trail, the part that is within the county?
So the Trans-Canada Trail is interesting because it's an identity nationally that gets superimposed over existing trails. So part of it does run through Lanark County along the OVRT from Carlton Place to Smiths Falls. And then a branch of it goes up to Pakenham as well. So I believe the entire OVRT is part of the Trans-Canada Trail.
Okay, and what about the Tay Havelock Trail? You're doing a lot of work on that right now, right?
We've been doing a lot of work on the Tay Havelock. It's not part of the Trans-Canada Trail currently, but we'd like it to be.
But where is that? Let's get a description of that so people know where we're talking about. Where does it start?
The Tay Havelock Trail, you can start on it off of Christie Lake Road.
Around Omnia, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or off of Highway 7, my apologies. And that continues on to Charbette Lake and then keeps going past there.
That's a nice trail, too.
It is. It's a great trail. And we recently repaired the bridges that are within Lanark County.
I noticed that.
And so it's
my bike
great
tire
right
doesn't
now.
Go through the cracks on the in the wooden bridge anymore.
Which is nice.
That's really handy.
Yeah, it's helpful.
So what project is the county working on now?
Currently, we are working on our regular maintenance along the OVRT. So we're doing dust suppression in the next couple of weeks to help make the trail really feel nice and good to use. No more choking dust. But we're also improving the signage along the OVRT and working to do some water control. We got a grant to install some beaver blocks and other drainage to just help keep the trail in really good condition.
Nice.
And then we've... from a more tourism side of things, we're working with our neighboring counties to develop what's currently being called the Eastern Ontario Rail Trails Loop, but we're looking for a more flowing name for it, which is going to be a trail that encompasses the OVRT, the KNP, and the Cataraqui to make a 360-kilometer loop that will be a great product for us to market and bring tourism into the region from Ontario, Canada, and eventually internationally.
Fantastic. Any timeline on that, when it's going to be completed?
So last year we did sort of trail assessments. So at this time we're doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work with sort of developing the identity, figuring out who our markets are going to be, working on some marketing materials and what governance and maintenance is going to look like. And then you'll start to see some marketing for that product come out later this year, as well as we're working on getting businesses familiarized with it. So if you're a local business owner, you'll probably see some of the tourism staff coming around trying and wanting to talk about it and explain how businesses can really take advantage of trail tourism.
So speaking of tourism, which is your thing, right? how do you see trail use boosting tourism and economic development for the county?
Yeah, Well, trail tourism and outdoor exploration tourism is a huge market. And it can be a really great thing for our small businesses. I recently spoke with a group that brought about 45 cyclists into Carlton Place, and they stayed there, rode along the OVRT and the other cycling routes in the county. And the economic impact of a trip like that is about $25,000 into the community that gets spent on hotels, restaurants, shopping, and entertainment. So you think about multiplying that out across a whole season, there's huge impact there for local businesses.
Right. 45 people and $25,000 over what, 2 or 3 days?
Over 2 or 3 days.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So it will really have an impact. And so you're marketing that across Canada, right?
Right. We're going to be promoting that, because I think that across Canada, there's really a desire to explore Canada this summer.
Right, right.
We're really seeing an increase of people wanting to stay within Ontario or within Canada and still find that sense of adventure that they're looking for.
Especially now, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's a great season for a staycation.
So let's talk about all the wonderful benefits of using trails, just getting out there in nature. What are some of those? What comes to mind for you?
Well, I think the trails are not just the obvious physical benefits of getting some active transportation and some exercise, but it's great for mental health. It's great for building community, because these are resources that are accessible to everyone in our communities. You can bring your family out, you can explore the region, and it's there for everyone. There's no cost to access it, and it's in good condition, maintained by the county.
Now, there's been some concern for myself and from others that I've spoken to about multi-use trails. What is your perspective on that? Have there been any issues with motorized vehicles sharing the trails with walkers and cyclists?
I mean, from my perspective, the motorized users of the trails are huge contributors both to the community on the trails and to the maintenance of the trails. Those groups put work and money into maintaining the infrastructure for all of us to be able to enjoy it. I think that there's always a few users who aren't respecting the rules of the trail and who make a bad experience for people every once in a while. But by and large, when I'm out on the trails and I see a motorized user, they're respectful. They slow down when they see a walker approaching. They'll move over as far as the trail permits. And it's really a great... It's mostly a great experience. I haven't had any issues personally.
Okay, well, that's good. I really like biking on the Trans-Canada Trail, the one from Carlton Place to Stittsville, and it's because there's no motorized vehicles on it. Snowmobiles in the wintertime, but I don't bike in the winter anyway, so that doesn't affect me. But I really like that. So I just avoid, personally, I just avoid the OVRT on weekends because the ATVs are all out there.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, but you're right. They are respectful. Most of them are respectful. Yeah. The other thing is, on the good side, is if anything ever happened, you fell off your bike, you sprained your ankle, or somebody got sick, you'd be darn glad to see an ATV come along, right?
You sure would.
To take you to safety. So yeah. I have to say that much for them.
For sure. The motorized users have been really great contributors to having visitors out on the trail and everything, too.
Great. I want to thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda.
Vanessa Dow is Coordinator of Tourism and Corporate Communications for the county. And that's your Community Spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.